Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go, your dial is set correctly. The USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive, LIVE.com. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Hi. Most of the time I stay overwhelmed, but I'm here. And, you know, Gwyneth, class, I have a job, and the job is farming, and it's not 8 to 4, it's not 9 to 5, it's 24 hours a day, emergencies, like, continuously, and because there are animals who depend on our presence in order for their survival. So it's 24 hours a day, and then I take a couple hours off a day and sit down behind the microphone, and then during commercials I go back to farming and then come back just in time for the broadcast to start up again. So that's what it's like around here. Gwyneth, you're up in the middle of the night. You're farming during the day, so you got a real feel for what this is all about. Gwyneth, one of the things I wanted to mention was something that's been underreported. And it seems like the mainstream media is just regurgitating the same old tripe. And that is about the Ohio train derailment of, about a week ago. And one car was leaking, a tanker car, and the others were blown up. And there was this black toxic cloud over the area, and there are downwinders from the leak. And what was leaked was these cars carried a vinyl chloride, highly toxic. Vinyl chloride boils at 7 degrees Fahrenheit. So even when it's freezing cold outside, this gas will boil. And it's an ingredient used in making polyvinyl chloride pipes. And part of what happened is, and there's also hydrogen chloride gas, and that mixed with, hydrogen gas mixed, hydrogen chloride, excuse me, and that mixed with moisture in the air formed HCl, hydrochloric acid, which will burn the lungs. It's highly acidic, highly dangerous. And then, of course, there is ethylene glycol. And there's another one that's really, really serious. That's called phosgene. P-H-O-S-G-E-N-E. Phosgene gas. Phosgene gas kind of smells like moldy hay. And the interesting thing about phosgene gas is it really worked well during World War I, where it was first used as a chemical weapon gas. My grandfather was gassed with phosgene, and it took out his vocal cords, and the loudest he could speak after he was gassed by the Germans was a whisper, literally, from World War I through 90-something years old, the rest of his life. So phosgene was responsible for an estimated 85,000 deaths during World War I. It's a irritant to the lungs, and because it's heavy, the enemy's trenches, which would be us, Americans, and the English were gassed, and the gas filled the trenches and killed those soldiers in the trenches. World War One was horrific in every respect, and the Germans were trying to figure out new ways of executing people. Phosgene gas was one of them. They had flamethrowers, and then, of course, what we did, you know, we figured out how they were doing it, so we built our own responses. So we had flamethrowers. They had flamethrowers. They would point them at soldiers and incinerate them. This was mankind at its worst. World War One and phosgene gas. And that's what was released, reportedly, in Ohio at the derailment. And so what caused this derailment? Well, there's only two things I can think of. One, sabotage. And two, lack of maintenance. They say it was a wheel bearing. Well, that makes sense to me. You get a wheel bearing locked up, and that wheel does not turn. And if it's steel on steel, like a steel wheel on a steel rail, that wheel is going to get flatter, and then it won't rotate at all, and you'll have sparks, and you can have a derailment. It seems like that's possibly what happened, maybe even probably what happened. So, and by the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Don't believe anything unless you ferret out the truth for yourself. This was, in my opinion, and who am I? I'm just a farmer, right? But in my opinion, this was probably the number two worst man-made disasters in the United States, with number one, if you exclude war, with number one being 3 Mile Island. And that would be the nuclear meltdown of a nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania. The one that they said, oh, it's just gas. Don't worry about it. It's just gas. They're just releasing gas. Don't worry about it. It's just steam. Don't worry about it. And then people died of cancer who were downwind of 3 Mile Island. So the media said, it's okay. I was there. Not at 3 Mile Island, but I was real close, and we locked up our windows and sealed our house and didn't go out, and the media said, no, it's okay, you can go out, don't worry about it, it's okay. It was not okay, and it's still radioactive, just like Chernobyl. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is really, really, really not good. There's also another possibility, which is a maintenance possibility for the origins of this accident. You've been having a little cold weather there lately, haven't you? Well, cold weather is really, really bad for rail lines. Really, they hate really, really cold weather, and they hate really, really hot weather. It makes them buckle. And I don't think that there's too many people around who have the knowledge to fix railway lines, to fix anything, you know. So if you've got a buckled railway line, that can cause a derailment. So I think that probably because the heat sensor, there was a heat sensor that went off 20 miles before this issue, and you're supposed to stop the train as soon as one of these heat sensors goes off. The locomotive driver is supposed to get a message saying, hey, stop the train, there's something wrong, you know, with one of your wheel bearings or with one of your axles or whatever. And he apparently got the message but wasn't paying attention. And 20 miles later, this is what happened. And apparently they installed this heat sensor system, the axle heat sensor system, so that this sort of thing didn't happen. But it didn't matter because the engineer, the locomotive engineer, and the driver and all the rest of it weren't paying attention. So it's just caused either by sabotage or monumental stupidity. you're absolutely right, Vincent. And, you know, now thousands of people are going to die, already baked in the cake. Possibly millions of people are going to die because somebody who, I don't know, maybe what they were doing on their mobile phone was more important at the time. Does that make sense? It's disgusting, in my humble opinion.
It is. And the people ought to be held accountable. And there ought to be punishments that fit the crimes. So just carelessness. Carelessness is a huge problem in the United States. Rich Sheehan says it so well. This is just one more case of one or more people not doing their job. That's one or more people. That means the maintenance people, the sensor people, the locomotive engineer. Get them all in a room. And let's have some interrogation. Okay, there are reports of thousands of animals dying. There are reports of, not in the media so much, but people who are on the ground, who live there, whose family live there. There's this black tarry goo that has covered the area, and it has contaminated the Ohio River with toxic chemicals from the air, and those chemicals are in the water supply, and there are millions, with an M, millions of people who use the Colorado River for their drinking water. Is this going to abate, I don't know, by the end of the week? By the end of the month? A couple months from now? A couple years from now? A couple decades from now? A couple centuries from now? You know, I was thinking about this morning, and what came to my mind, and we talk about parts per million of toxic molecules in the air. How many parts per million? Well, you know, they say, don't you all be barbecuing with that charcoal grill in the garage because you can kill yourself with the fumes. That means toxic gases. So don't be doing that. And if it's raining, you know, don't just put the grill in the garage and just keep on grilling because you could kill yourself. The reason, and they say, you know, during that cold weather and you got your generator and you go start that thing up and you put it in the garage and you run some extension cords, don't be doing that either because you can kill yourself. You can asphyxiate with carbon monoxide poisoning from the exhaust of the combustion of the generator. Now, what they say is you got to do it outside. Now, is there more pollution, more toxic gases from that grill or that generator outside than inside? No. It's the same amount. But what's different is the concentration. So if you go outside and you start your generator outside, you've got the whole planet's atmosphere to mix that toxic exhaust with. Dilute it down so you don't asphyxiate. Well, the problem is, with this spill, the concentration is so high, that it's killing animals, wildlife, cows, fish. The next thing is, so where does this pollution go? Well, you know, a couple days from now, it will mix with the atmosphere, it'll mix with the water, it'll land on the ground, and it'll be distributed farther and farther and farther away. But still there. That's why I use the analogy of the generator and the barbecue grill in the garage. Of course, you don't want to do that because you could kill yourself. What I'm saying is, the officials are saying it's okay to go back. Is it really okay to go back? I don't think so.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about Ohio and the destruction of property in Ohio by this train derailment. Was it negligence? Was it carelessness? Well, it's certainly attributable to lack of maintenance and or carelessness and or intent, right? And it leads me to vandalism. Vandalism is the malicious or willful destruction of public or private property, defacing, intentional damage. It's, I believe that road salt mixed with beet juice, so on the highways, that destroys the concrete structures, the bridges, the curbs, and of course the vehicles that travel on the highway. I believe that's vandalism because it's intentional. It didn't magically get sprayed on the roads during inclement weather. It was intentionally sprayed. So vandalism is tax deductible. So roughly $800 a year. You don't believe a word I say. Look it up yourself and see what you find the cost of the damage by road salt to be on your vehicles per year. It's about $800, according to my research. So that's an $800 tax deduction. And of course, who wants to take a tax deduction while you watch your car rust or truck rust, like I'm watching mine in the farm here because of road salt? Okay, so is this vandalism? The Ohio train derailment, is it vandalism? I don't know. But let's say you have property and you're downwind and you get this goo, airborne goo, landing on your house. on your furniture inside, on your cars, in your lungs, on your body. If that's vandalism, it's tax deductible. That means that you can take a tax deduction. That means for the damage. That means your property was damaged. That means that everybody downwind, in my opinion, suffered a loss of the value of their property because of the toxic airborne pollutants that was intentionally blown up by the government. So if it's intentionally done, deliberately done, and it causes damage, that is vandalism and that is tax deductible. And I wonder if the people who are in East Palestine, Ohio, are going to stop paying their property taxes because the government destroyed their property. Is anybody talking about this, or is this the way I think? Is this just me? Think about that. Think about this act of government stupidity. So this vinyl chloride gas is under pressure, becomes a liquid, and it boils at 7 degrees Fahrenheit. So there's a choice. Do you let this absolutely toxic gas out in the atmosphere, or do you blow up 5 rail cars instead of just let the gas leak out of one? Why is there so much gas in a rail car anyway? Who is responsible for saying, well, let's fill it all the way up? How much does it hold? I don't know, 23,000 gallons, 25,000 gallons. You put all this together and you get the weight of this, and it's about 250,000 pounds per rail car, roughly. Maybe a little less. Multiply that times 5 cars, you get 1 million pounds. 1 million pounds of toxic substance. And they blew it up. They had 1/5 of that as the problem, but they blew it all up. And if you saw the images, you would see the black. It wasn't quite like a nuclear detonation. It wasn't quite like the mushroom cloud. But there was a vertical column, and it wasn't white, it was black. Black column rising up through the air, and then it hits an altitude, and it flattens out. Flattens out. Really wide. And if you saw the videos, I saw one, and Greg Lesher called me early this morning, and he mentioned that I should look at this other video, and there was a clip of this guy screaming. Profanity-laced screaming. How could they do this? I'm paraphrasing. How could they do this? Why didn't they cool it down? Right, why didn't they cool it down? Obviously, these morons in government don't go to science class. I guess it's equal opportunity. All you have to do is have a pulse sometimes to be a government employee.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or Uverse. With OAN gone last year, that's 2 conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the 4th highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. Lawmakers want the president to speak on the recent downing of unidentified aerial phenomena objects. Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw, who attended a classified briefing on the 3 UAPs shot down over the weekend, said they hope the president talks soon to the American people.
President Biden owes the American people an explanation. President Biden should speak on camera directly to the American people today.
Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw.
Without him actually coming out and saying anything specific, or even saying what they know and what they don't know, the American public is just left to speculation.
Florida lawmakers passed a bill that would allow the state to pick up and relocate illegal immigrants to anywhere in the United States. Members of the state House voted 77-34 to approve SB 6B and the $10 million to fund the program. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Wow. You know, it's so easy to come unglued. All you have to do is just listen to some commercials and, you know, in the news sometimes. I heard that just recently, like moments ago, that President Biden is silent about the unidentified flying objects, the shoot down of at least three, possibly four objects over the United States or North America. And so what's this all about? Well, in 1997, there was a movie called Wag the Dog. And Wag the Dog was a satire. And Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro were in it. And it was about a president who was up for re-election. And this was 11 days before the election. or C-lection. And they wanted to, the White House wanted to distract the American voters from seeing what was going on. Because the president, and hearing what was going on. Because the news was starting to generate buzz about the president having an affair with an underage girl. Huh. Well, so what they did was they made up a story. And the White House press correspondent says something like, look, I'm not going to comment on the B-3 bomber. I'm paraphrasing. And then the media says, what B-3 bomber? What B-3 bomber? We don't know about a B-3 bomber. What's the story about the B-3 bomber? And we don't want to talk about Albania, you know, capturing Americans. And we don't want to talk about that. What Albanians? What capture? What hostages? It's all made up to distract the American voters from the scandal of the president and an underage girl. Does that sound like the UFOs? Does that sound like the shoot down? Why have balloons been flying over the United States and North America for years and nobody seems to know anything about them? And now it's a scandal? And we shot one or more down? Who knows? Who knows what the truth is, right? Who knows? Well, if these are Chinese balloons, we should be outraged and up in arms. Act of war, in my opinion. If it is distraction, then the Chinese are to be held harmless, unless it's their balloons. But then, there is Wag the Dog. Really sounds like Wag the Dog to me. Partially. Or using the first balloon, or the second, or third, and creating a Wag the Dog situation. Then you have the media saying in commercials, 75 years of saying, only you can prevent wildfires. That's absolute nonsense. It's a lie. It's a lie. I've been alive almost that many years. I remember, and some of my memory is like a steel trap. It was not only you can prevent wildfires, and it was not Smokey Bear. It was Smokey the Bear, and it was only you can prevent forest fires. Slow twisting of the truth. So that you tend to believe, yeah, only you can prevent wildfires. And you get some spokesperson, some performer, some imposter saying, only you can prevent wildfires. And we've been saying it for 75 years. Not true. It's forest fires, not wildfires. This is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous what's happening. And then when you're required by the government and they tell you, sign here in this box, and just as part of that box it says, I certify under penalty of perjury that the information contained here is true to the best of my knowledge. Do you know if it's true? You get five different accountants to fill out someone's tax return. You get five different answers. Which one of them is right? Which one? You get five CPAs to file or fill out a tax return, and you get five different answers. Which one's right? I can't certify. I do my own, and I refuse to certify that it's right. I do it really, really carefully. But I can't certify that it's right. What I do is I cross off the part that says I certify. And then I put my initials on it, VF. Meaning I don't agree to this. I can't certify. And then I write, this is an estimate. The actual numbers are unknown. And then I put VF next to that. When they ask me how many cows I have, I say, I don't know. And I'll tell you why. We had a cow die of old age 2 days ago. Are they well fed? Are they well watered? Do they get the vitamins, minerals, and supplements? You bet. Do they get sunshine? Are they out in clean air? Well, relatively clean air, right? Yeah. And we're with them every day. And between and overnight, one of them just laid down and died from old age. So how many cows do I have? If I actually wrote down the number, I would be off by... If I actually had them in a small corral, and I wrote down the number, and I had counted them myself three times, make sure I got the same number, and I had Mrs. Finelli count them, and then I had our son count them, and we all came up with the same number, next day, we'd be off by one number, right? I can't certify that. And I'm not willing to certify that. Because I'm not willing to lie. But how many millions of Americans just, it's in the box. I'll just, yep, say, they said sign here right by that X. And they sign it. Really? Can you? I was looking at a government form. And they said it takes 30 minutes to fill it out. I had a magnifying glass. A 4-inch magnifying glass, and I'm trying to read the fine print. And they asked me to sign it, and I said, you reference all these forms and publications and code and titles. I don't have those. I can't agree to this because not only don't I haven't read them, and I don't have them. So what do most people do? What do most farmers do? Well, they said sign here by the X. Yep. I'll sign right there. Gwyneth, I'm not sure what you did to start all this.
You know, something I actually left on your answering machine a number of days ago, and I said something really, really big's happening. The astrology says that something really, really, really big is really coming. Do you remember receiving that message on your answering machine?
Yes, I do.
I said, no idea what it is, but there's something at least as big as 9/11 coming. And I said, it's coming any time from now until 6 or 8 weeks out. Isn't that what I said?
That's what you said.
On the machine. Yeah,
that's what you said. So Gwyneth, is it World War III? Is it World War III? Is it the creeping of Creepy Joe and company to lure us into World War III? We'll just send them some advice. We'll send them some satellite technology. We'll send them some location information of where Putin and company has their weapons of destruction. Is it missiles? Is it rockets? Is it grenades? Is it rifles? Is it that? Is it the escalation, bringing us so close to the abyss of World War III with nuclear weapons and bombers flying off the coasts of other countries? What is this all about? Is it that, or is it Ohio? Or is it the death that's going to spread in the Ohio Valley because of this second or first largest man-made catastrophe in the history of the United States? Is it one of those? What are your thoughts?
I think that this thing with the locomotive could be part of it. But I think there's something else going to happen. Because what's happening is that over the next 6 or 8 weeks, there's going to be this thing. And I'm thinking that this Ohio derailment could definitely be a part of it. Because what is happening is Pluto, which is the ancient god of the underworld, is entering into Aquarius, which is an air sign. Okay? And I studied astrology for years. I worked as a psychic, professional psychic, for many years with one of the biggest psychic companies in the United States. And I was able to, do things like tell people what the inside of their house looked like from Australia. but I'm thinking that this is being way underreported. I think that this is part of it, but there's my gut sense is there's something else, and I believe that this whole supposed UFO thing is fake alien invasion. Okay, that's what my gut says it is. And you know, many, many years ago, there was a fellow, and he set up NASA. But before he set up NASA, he had another job, and he was working for this guy who lived in Germany and had a bit of a thing going over there. So I want, you know, his name was called Werner von Braun, and he invented the V2 rocket. And he came over to the United States after World War II, and he was granted political asylum. And many years later, he, you know, after he'd set up NASA and, you know, helped to get America's rocket program happening by, you know, basically building them the American version of the V2 rocket called the Saturn V rocket. What happened was he became a Christian. He became a very, very devout man. And he really developed a conscience in his later years. And he had a friend whose name was called Carol Rotham. And he had a lot of secrets. And he had a lot of things on his conscience. Obviously, I mean, he was Adolf Hitler's chief engineer, so you think about the, you know, the death camps and the Auschwitz and all the rest of it. He designed all of that. He designed the system. And he sent his friend Carol Rotham shortly before his death. Listen, just before the end, they're going to force fake alien invasion. When you see the fake alien invasion being touted in the media,
G'day,
you know
I'm
that
Joel,
you're just about
to
end. Dr.
Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And she was talking about Hitler's scientist who forecast the end, or what would happen just before the end. Gwyneth, would you repeat that, please? Because we're going into a break as you were saying it.
Yeah. Yeah. Werner von Braun said to his good friend Carol Rawson at the end of his life that just before the end, that the people who apparently run the show would stage a fake alien invasion, and that when they pulled the alien card, you would know that the end was very near. And I've known about this since Archie was alive, because Archie was researching Carol Rawson and Werner von Braun. And Archie had a deep personal interest in the life of Werner von Braun because his friend was blown up. His best childhood friend was blown up by a V-2 rocket. So that was the handiwork of Werner von Braun. And he forgave Werner von Braun. Werner von Braun did become a Christian. He had a real fit of conscience at the end of his life for all of the things that he'd done. Because he was in the early part of his life, he was a very wicked man. But as a part of his bit of conscience, that's what he said. He said, they're going to stage a fake alien invasion. When they do, you'll know the end is near. And that was one of the last, he had a whole list of these markers of things that were going to happen. And the fake alien invasion was one of the last ones. And I believe that you're looking at this with the groundwork that they're laying, with saying, oh yeah, you know, suddenly calling all these balloons UFOs. They're nothing of the sort. They know exactly what they are, and they know where they come from. And the Chinese have admitted to sending them. They know, they don't know what they're for, but they know what they are. They know that they're Chinese blimps. That their purpose is another question, or purposes is another question. That's what they've been trying to figure out. So they're not unidentified. They know that they're blimps. They're helium-powered Zeppelin-type vehicles. and across the mainland, they come from China. You know, so that does not make them unidentified. Okay? But I think that's a big red flag. And I wouldn't be believing anything that the mainstream media has to say about this topic at the moment. And I think that I don't think the dog will hunt, basically. I think that most people have been so lied to that even the most dense sack of protoplasm out there must have some inkling that all is not as it seems. You know, I would be astounded at anybody who thinks that, you know, that the government's their friend at this stage. Although I don't know, you know, I've seen some pretty stupid people, but I've also had friends, you know, talking to friends on the telephone who've always thought of me as being the zany conspiracy nut, saying, "Hey, I've heard about this facility, and it's something like HAARP or something like that. Do you know anything about that?" And I go, "Oh, a heart device." I go, "Yeah, that's the one." So they said they can cause earthquakes and, you know, and change the weather. And I said, "Well, yeah. There's one out at XYZ town just near you, remember? That closed mine that's out in the middle of the desert." "Oh, that thing. Oh, yeah. I thought that was a big antenna." I said, "Well, kind of." This is the conversations I've been having lately with people. So people are waking up at a rate of knots. And people that, you know, you thought would never wake up, that were so deeply psyoped that, you know, that they would just carry on until, you know, they walked into their doom, basically, although they're very nice, you know, although they're quote-unquote nice people, just normal, everyday people in normal, everyday lives. But people are starting to wake up, and I don't think this dog's going to hunt. Does that make sense to
them? Gwyneth, there was an earthquake in Turkey in 1914, and then World War I broke out. There's another earthquake, massive earthquake, just like that one, in 1939, which was the beginning of World War II. There was just another earthquake in Turkey at the beginning of World War III. Any thoughts about that when we come back? I'd love to hear them.
I'd love to say something.
Is that a coincidence? I don't believe in coincidences.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.